Okay, good evening, everybody. Tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in Siman Shin Yod Dalet. Tonight, we are learning Se'ifim. I think Dalet Hey and Vav is what we are up to. So, we are up to, Se'if Dalet. So, says the Shulchan Aruch, Barza Shebechav is if you have a spigot in a barrel, Ve'inodim Yachalotzia, and it's stuck, you can't get it out, so you can't get anything out of the barrel. Mutulikach Barza Acheres, you could take another spigot, Ulahakos Bosa Barza, and bang it against that spigot, the Tzarech Lishos Yayin B'Shabbos, in order to be able to access the wine on Shabbos. So, you're sort of like banging the cork in, so to speak, so that you can get the wine out. Ubulvat Shalo Ya Barza Risho Negin Hashmarim Kumashkos of Sif Beis. However, the first Barza cannot be on the part of the barrel where there's actual liquid, because then we see that it's so strong that it's considered like a fully formed kli, and that's going to be stira bekelim. That would be a violation of stira bekelim. It's only if it's at the top where it didn't need to be so strong that you're allowed to knock it through. Sif hey, there's no mishabur in sif dalet. Sif hey, mutalit in kana chalul b'chavis obarza lahutz yai nafal bishlo hayi ba mayolam. You could take a straw, it sounds like it's describing, and stick it into a barrel or a spigot in order to get the wine out, even though we never had that straw in there. But if you take a hadas leaf and you put it in a hole in the barrel, where the hadas leaf is, due to its shape, becomes like a spigot and the wine comes out through it, so lo, you're not allowed to do that. Because we're afraid that you're going to fashion a spigot for the wine, that the wine should be able to spill out in a more efficient form, where it's going to be able to spill out for to a greater distance. Because when you take this hadas leaf and you shape it and you bend it like a marzev, it's as if you're making a spigot. It's as if you're making a spout. And it's not like taking a spigot or a straw where you're not doing any maisa to shape it or to form it, and you're just sticking it there. Says the Rama, V'yesh matir mafilu bala shal hadas. However, there are those that are makil even with the hadas leaf, b'makom sheyesho harbe ketumim ve'en locho shamiyiktom, provided that you have many other hadas leaves, so there's no concern that you're going to come to cut another hadas leaf. If this one doesn't work out, you'll just grab another one that you have pre-cut. Says the Mishabura, sifkat l'chav, mutu litein, so we said you're allowed to take a kana chalul to get the wine out, so sharei omidu miyucha l'kach ve'enam sakin kli, because that's what it was always designated for, so it's not called tikkun kli. But to attach it really well with nails or something like that, that would be gemar malacha, that would be aser. Afal pi, so we said that you're allowed to do this even though it was never in there. The afal gav shein yodei im yagil midaso afilu achi mutar, even though you don't know if it's going to be the right measurement, if it's going to be the right size to accomplish what you want, it's still going to be mutar. Vayin beisosir v'kos shenir midivar haram shal pi shakona atzma inim sukan is called tarcha v'chaser shum tikkun afilu achi mutar lachnisav lo cheshin shami yisakna, that even though the straw that you're using is missing some level of tikkun, it's not perfect, it's not right, it's not the best thing to use, you're still allowed to use it, and we're not going to make a gzeira that you might come to be misaking it. But makom shiyeshlo, so we said that the Rama had said that if you have a lot of pre-cut hadas leaves, then we're not concerned. Then you're allowed to use a hadas leaf as a spout as well. So says the Mishnah Berurah, da. He said, wait a second. What was the problem with the hadas leaf, right? I mean, what was the problem with using the hadas leaf for this purpose? So the Mechaber said, because that's like fashioning an opening. That's a tikkun mana. That's makom bepatish. So what does it have to do with what the Rama's talking about? The Rama says, oh, but if you have plenty of other hadas leaves, so then you're allowed to fashion a spout with this one. Why would I be allowed to fashion a spout with this? The Rama was talking about a concern that you might cut one. So the Rama says, oh, so if you have plenty pre-cut, you don't have to worry about. But that's not what the Mechaber said. The Mechaber didn't say it was about having pre-cut or about cutting it. The Mechaber said it was about tikkun mana. So what is going on? The Rama says, oh, you don't have to worry that you might cut it. Who plucked the damarai b'gemara? So says the Mishmur, it shouldn't be a mystery to you. This is actually a machlokas samurai in the Gemara. Gemara why it is you're not allowed to use a hadas leaf to form a spout. One sheet is that it's tikkun mana. And the other shita is that you might come to cut off more hadas leaves. When the Gemara itself asks the main afkamina between the two reasons, and it says the katam manchi haynu shahaylo harbe ketum muchan meir of Shabbos lizeh ulakach in loch shami yovaliktom, that if you have a bunch already pre-cut from erev Shabbos, so if the reason is that you might form a spout, well, you still might form a spout, but if the reason is that you might come to cut more hadas leaves, well, then you got a bunch of pre-cut. You don't have to be concerned that you're going to come to cut a bunch of hadas leaves. So the mandir mishum marziv asraf chay gavnul mandir mishum yiktom shari. If your concern was marziv, you still have the concern. If it was shami yiktom, then it's mutter. Upasuk harosh vatur command yom shami yiktom, and the rush and the tour passing like the sheet of shami yiktom, and that's what the Ramah's going like. So even though the mechaber seems to be going like that, the concern is that you might form a spout, that it's going to be tikkun mana. The Ramah seems to be going like that it's a concern of shema yiktom, and therefore he says if you already have a bunch that are cut, then you don't have to worry about it. Si'ivav. Mutulahat is Rosh HaChavis Besayif. You could chop off the top of a barrel with a sword. Delav lepesach mechavin kivin shemesa rosha. Because you're not trying to fashion a nice opening, you're just lopping off the whole top of it. Aval lenakva betzida, but to form a hole on the side of the barrel. Bein shel chavis, bein shel magufa, whether it's a barrel or whether it's the seal of the barrel, on the side of the seal of the barrel, asra afilu baromach shol senek of gadol vein adom lepesach. It's asr even if you're using a type of kli that's going to make a larger opening that doesn't look like a proper spout, because since it's on the side of the kli, vade le pesach mechavin, we can assume that your intention is to make a pesach. Velikov amagufa lemaila mutter, to puncture the seal, the cover of the kli on the top is going to be mutter. Delav le pesach mechavin, because I know your intention is not for a pesach over there. Shein derech lasos pesach lemaila el notel kol amagufa, because it's not normal to make a pesach in the magufa. If you want to uncover the kli, you just take off the whole magufa. So that's not considered to be Asiyas Pesach. Says Mishmur Sivkot and Chav Gimel, Mutulahat is De'in Binyan Ustira Bekelim. The reason you're allowed to chop off the whole top of the kli is because there's no issur of stira bekelim. Ooh, but remember we learned that's only if the kli is somewhat flimsy. But if it's a very, very strong kli, then there is binyan stira bekelim. So says Mishaburu, Mairi b'chavis gerua, shemadubak shvara b'zefes, velo b'shlemo, kumvora kol el specif aleph. We must be talking about a flimsy kli. But if it's really in its initial strength, then it would be asur. There is stira. V'mir talat is rak rosha maguf levad. If you only want to chop off the top of the covering of the kli, afilu b'chavis shleima shari, then that would be mutter even on a chavis shleima. And it's based on this that the Chazon Ish writes that the cap of a beer bottle, let's say, you know, where it's like the crown on top of the bottle, where that you're allowed to pop it off on Shabbos, even though you're bending the cap when you take it off, it's not an isra of soser, because it's like the magufa shel chavis, that we never find that there's an isra of destroying the magufa shel chavis, of destroying the cap of the barrel. There's only an issue of soser on the barrel itself, but not on the magufas hachavis. In the Dirshu, he quotes from Shlomo Zalman Orbach that if you have a cap that is a metal cap, and when you twist it, it leaves a ring around the bottle, that's taka asur, he says. Then you're actually forming a kli by pulling that cap off. Back in the Mishmur, Dolomikri Shvira Kivin Sheinu Mechuberes L'Chavis. It's not called Shvira since it's not attached to the barrel. It's just the magufa. So we said you're allowed to use a sayif to knock off the top of the barrel. The kli because a saif is a klisha mlach l'lisser, and if you need to use it, you're allowed to use it l'tzor kufo. To love the pesach mechavein, so he said your intention is not to make a pesach if you chop off the top. You're just trying to make a bigger opening so it's easier to access the contents. But that's only if you did it when you have a lot of guests. You could also rip off the leather from from the opening of the barrel of wine, as long as you're not trying to make a proper spout. But to puncture a hole in the side of the barrel, or even the side of the magufa sachavis, that's going to be asr. Because a nekev is like a pesach, it's like an entrance, an opening to the chavis, which is tikkun mana. Remember we said that it's tikkun mana midor raisa if the nekev is meant as a two-way street, and if it's meant as a one-way street, tikkun mana midrabanan. It's still going to be asr midrabanan. Bein b'magufa, bein b'chavis, whether you make the hole in the barrel itself or in the magufa sachavis, in the seal of the barrel, the cover of the barrel. But there is a difference between making the hole in the barrel itself and in the magufa. With the magufa sachavis, it's only going to be asr on the side of the magufa, not on the top. But on the barrel itself, wherever you make the nekev, is going to be asr. The only reason it picks it dafka uses lashon of mitzida, even though in the barrel itself doesn't matter where it is because by the magufa it matters. So that's why we mentioned mitzida, because for the magufa it's got to be mitzida. Vaday lepesach mechavin. So we said that if you're making it on the side, then for sure your intention is for the Pesach. Because if your intention was not to to make a Pesach, but just to gain wider access to the wine, then you should have opened the whole magufa. But if you just poke a hole in it, meaning if you poke a hole in it on the top, that's not a Pesach. No one would ever make a Pesach by poking a hole in the top of the magufa, because then gravity, you know, you put it under a tree and things will fall in and dirt will fall in and everything. So you always want the Pesach on the side if you really wanted to make a Pesach. But we said that that it's going to be mutter to make it lamayla. Rather, we said it's going to be mutter. Afil b'chav shleim ashari, even on a really good strong barrel. Shein a magufa chibur l'chavis, because the magufa is not considered to be part of the barrel. Ukanal b'sivkat l'chav gimel, meaning it's a separate kli. Umistaver de'bezelu kli alma mutter afil shalom ne'orchim. And apparently, this is going to be mutter even if it's not in front of guests. So in Siv Dalet, we said that if you have a barza that's stuck in the part of the kli that's above the water level, you're allowed to bang it in with another barza to open it up. And in Sifhei, we said that you're allowed to put in a straw to draw wine out, but as a machlokas about using a hadas leaf to fashion a spout, the Shulchan Aruch says aser, the Ramah says aser, but if you have a lot of already detached hadas leaves, then it's going to be mutter, because the real concern is shema yiktom. And then in Sivav, we said that you're allowed to chop off the entire top of a barrel, or even to poke a hole in the top of the magufa, but anytime you're poking a hole in the side of a barrel or the side of a magufa, you're going to run afoul of either an iser d'oraisa or an iser midrabanan. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we will pick up with Siv Zayin, and Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow Siv Zayin and Vayter. Okay, have a good night, everybody.